한국에 대한 최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간, Headline Korean. So keep yourself updated with the latest issues as we take a look at a few articles that we've picked up during the week. First one says, 오늘의 첫 번째 기사 제목은 성인 절반 국민들 일상생활서 욕설 비속어 사용인데요. Wow, that's interesting. According to a survey on adults in Korea, 5 out of 10 Koreans use swear words or slang in their daily lives. Taking a look at adults, so this doesn't count for, you know, the middle school students, which I feel like it would be a higher percentage than half. So we're talking about 절반, half of the adults here in Korea, 5 out of 10, use swear words, but also slang, which we call 비속어이라고 하죠. So, 국립국어원이 리서치 회사에 의뢰해 성인들을 대상으로 국민의 언어 의식 조사를 한 결과 우리 국민 10명 가운데 5명은 국민들이 일상생활에서 욕설이나 so those are swear words, 비속어, which is slang, 사용한다고 생각하는 것으로 조사됐다고 하는데요. Now, I think for cursing, I feel like we could tone it down a little, you know, for moral reasons, a little less swearing. But here's the issue with language. You know, also many people said that they have experienced difficulties because they didn't know what the meaning of these words were that they were reading in newspapers, but also in broadcasting, you know, listening to the radio or watching the news. 못 알아듣는 분들도 굉장히 많은데요. 또 다수는 신문, 방송에서 나오는 말 중 의미를 잘 몰라서 곤란했던 경험이 있었다고 하는데요. I guess we just need to not really dumb it down, but also just make it understandable for our regular listeners as well. Taking a look at our second piece of news, travel guidance won't come until more people are vaccinated, CDC says. CDC는 더 많은 사람들이 예방접종을 받을 때까지 여행 안내가 없을 것이라고 말했다고 하는데요. Taking a look at travel guidance is as word for word, 여행 meaning travel guidance is 안내. So they're saying that's not going to come. 오지 않겠다는 얘기인데요. Until more and more people, 더 많은 사람들이 get vaccinated, 예방접종을 받으면 then I guess they'll open it up. So the CDC 약자 for U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 그 미국 질병통제 및 예방센터에 따른 뉴스인데요. So the issue of air travel for vaccinated people became quite a hot issue due to concerns about travel-related surges in COVID cases. So the CDC says that it's looking forward to updating guidance when more people are vaccinated. 미국의 질병통제 및 예방센터에서는 더 많은 사람들이 예방접종을 받게 되면 여행 관련 안내를 업데이트 할 것이라고 했는데요. Hopefully, we'll see the light at the end of the tunnel sooner rather than later. Taking a look at our last piece of news, 요즘 여학생들 맨투맨 바지, 야구 잠바 입고 학교 갑니다. These days, girls wear sweatshirts, pants, baseball jackets to school. I don't know why this is newsworthy. That's how I, you know, used to dress to school. That's how I currently dress to work as well. 요즘, meaning nowadays, these days, you know, recently, focusing on 여학생, so 여자학생 줄여서, it's female students, are wearing more men to men, which I don't know if you guys have heard of this. I heard that it is an English word as well. I thought it was Konglish, but they're basically crew neck sweaters or sweatshirts. 바지 meaning pants, 야구 잠바, baseball jackets, these bomber jackets is what they're wearing. Now, the issue is that schools that only force girls to wear skirts to school and only allowed, you know, formal uniforms such as jackets and shirts are starting to change. 변화가고 있다고 하는데요. I think this is great. 항상 겨울에 학생들 보면 진짜 불쌍하게 생각을 했는데 looks like we're seeing some change and getting rid of some of those sexist barriers. Anyways, good news for us. Stick around. We still got much more coming up. Here is Hoodie, Like You.